Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. I like what Trump is going to do if he is elected, and he will be if the shenanigans don't go on like 2020. He will cut funding from schools teaching CRT and transgender insanity. Insanity is the right word. I would use demonic and psychotic and satanic and demonic and words like that, but insanity works. Former President Donald Trump said this week, if he becomes president again in 2024, he will cut funding from schools that are teaching children diverse curriculum or divisive curriculum such as critical race theory and transgender ideology. Speaking of which, I'm going to do a segment on CRT on Swell, so you want to tune in for that. There's plenty of great topics on Swell. Just go ahead and grab the Swell app. Follow us, R-E-H-D-O-G-G, and boom, you're going to have a plethora of information there. Plenty of great stories and news and comedy. Now, what they're teaching in schools today is insane, Trump said in remarks in Iowa. I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut funding, federal funding, for any school that's pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. Don't forget those pornography books, Trump, because those are sick as well. I said the other day, I will bring back parental rights into our school system, Trump added. As president, I'll fight to expand that right to every single state in America. According to a Des Moines Register Mediacom Iowa poll released this month, the majority of Iowans support legislation restricting curriculum teaching about sexual orientation, gender identity, ideology, as well as they should. Most of us feel that way. Other issues Trump spoke on included student schools' choice and breaking up the U.S. Department of Education. That's gotta go. Absolutely gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. On the issue of COVID-19, Trump said that he will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or mask mandate from kindergarten through college. Good. Many colleges across the country implemented vaccine and booster mandates for students to attend classes. And since the New York Times 1619 Project is being taught in some schools, Trump said he would push back against this by creating the 1776 Commission to teach kids about the history of the United States. Very good. In recent years, Republican lawmakers have spearheaded initiatives that protected parents' rights in their children's education and keep CRT and sexual orientation and transgender education out of school. But as you can tell in Florida, which DeSantis is trying to get rid of some of these Florida books in the school libraries, as I did a story on that on Swell, you want to check it out, but it's very disturbing, the video he played in his conference. In recent years, Republican lawmakers, okay, I read that already. In 2021, Governor Glenn Youngkin flipped Virginia red in the gubernatorial election in 2021 after a debate with former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe. In the debate, McAuliffe said, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach." Youngkin won the election. Of course. Put foot in mouth, lose election, you fool. I'm glad he did, though. He asked these to tell the truth of what he felt. So, yeah. These are good things to look up to, look forward to. Good things, good things, good things. Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb. So